Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 235 for Thursday, January 22nd. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were stronger Thursday morning, finding support from continued weakness in the value of the Canadian dollar. The loonie fell below 81 cents US, which made canola more attractive to crushers and international buyers. Canola values were anywhere from $2 to $4 higher, March up $2.70 at $461.50 per ton. Follow-through buying after the market broke through key resistance on the charts Wednesday added to the bullish tone. Steady commercial demand for Canadian canola supplies and spillover support from the gains in European rapeseed futures further underpin the market. However, spillover pressure from the decline seen in Chicago soy oil futures limited the gains, as did a pickup in farmer selling. Profit-taking on recent advances and ongoing expectations of record large soybean production out of South America were also bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were trading on both sides of the plus-minus line. Chicago soybean futures were little changed. Prices were anywhere from 1 cent lower to 1.5 cents higher. March was down 1 cent at $9.82.5 per bushel. Some support for the market came from continued strong demand for U.S. supplies from China, though it was consolidating after seeing recent large price swings. On the other side, good weather for South American soybeans heading into the harvest was bearish, as the crop is expected to be record large. Corn futures were down slightly Thursday morning. Values were anywhere from 2 to 4 cents softer, March down 3 cents at $3.85 per bushel. Signs of slowing export demand for U.S. corn, as prices are still high compared to the global market, undermine values. The large global supply situation was also overhanging prices. However, slow farmer selling in the U.S. and expectations of lower 2015-16 acreage in the country tempered the declines. Wheat values in Chicago were narrowly mixed. The prices were anywhere from 1 cent higher to 1 cent lower. March contract down 0.75 cents at $5.36 a bushel. Short covering on recent losses and worries about dry weather damaging winter wheat crops in the southern U.S. plains were supportive. Worries about renewed unrest in Ukraine kept a firm floor under the market. On the other side, the large global supply situation, ongoing strength in the U.S. dollar, and slow export demand for U.S. wheat weighed on values. Ideas that more Canadian wheat will move into the U.S. due to the soft Canadian currency were also bearish. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures, Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Thursday, January 22nd. I'm Taryn Shields.